Joining us now.
Well, we got to send up the signal.
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah.
Is there a special thing?
Yeah, send up the signal.
All right, send up the signal.
Hear Ham's vocals.
Gordon! Gordon! Gordon!
It's not quite on the beat.
Send up the signal, and he appears right in front of you.
I show up.
It's Gordon Key.
For my normal Tuesday appearance. Sorry, I also have a Thursday appearance that I usually do. But yeah, my Tuesday appearance, which was kicked back due to Mike McCarthy's press conference.
How'd you enjoy that press conference? Did you learn anything?
I didn't listen.
What?
No, I didn't listen to it.
What are you doing?
I was too busy prepping.
For this segment?
No, for the end of the world.
Oh, okay.
I'm a prepper, so I was busy getting my K rations preserved, digging my bunker, because the end of times is nigh.
I would see if you would accommodate me.
What?
If things were to fall into a...
And you came knocking on my door?
Yeah. Would you even consider it?
No.
Like, we're buddies.
No.
But I know you're prepared. And no. I bring some use.
No.
What use do you bring?
A ton.
Like what?
We'd have a great time.
No.
As we settled into the bunker as the end of the world was happening above us.
No, I would let you in because I think you would be very useful. You and I would be a great team.
I think so.
As we survive the apocalypse together. You know, just like bros do. You know, just
all
like
the time. Yeah.
Guys, you know, just cuddling for warmth at night.
That's all that matters.
It's what you do.
You know,
it's what you do.
If
in
our
an apocalypse.
Lips get cold, we may have to press them together to get warm. That's all.
Just to prove there's nothing there.
I know.
I mean, just to prove.
And boop. You know, you're just a friend.
I mean, that's all.
Yeah.
It's just kid stuff.
It's just kid stuff. That's all it is. As it was said in that documentary. What was the name of that documentary? Blake,
kid
did you
stuff?
Ever watch it?
I did. I don't remember the name of it.
Was it like the neighbor next door or the monster next door or something like that?
The Jared from Subway thing?
No. This was something about a Mormon family, I think, and that guy's reference that he's making is when he was driving around with...
Was it abducted in plain sight?
Yeah, that's it. That's it. And that old man that was talking right there was telling a story about something that happened, I think, in his like 30s. And it was the guy next door who was messing with several members of his family.
I remember
and
that.
And the guy also convinced him. They were out driving one day, and the neighbor man said to Bob, I think his name was, said, "Hey, man, will you give me a little...
I'm just real pent up right now.
Yeah, I
just
little hand relief.
Just need some help."
Yeah. And Bob's like, "Well, I have no interest in doing that, and it's... and I'm not gay or anything like that, and I'm also married, so I don't think that that's proper for me to do that." And then the guy said, "Oh, come on, Bob, it's just kid stuff. And Bob was like, "Well, all right, can't argue with that."
He talked him into it.
Yes, he did.
That's all it took.
Multiple times.
Was just saying, we're just playing around. That's okay.
It's not real. Don't worry about it.
As the guy's going Old Faithful in the front of a Delta 88. It's just
great, man. I had a Delta 88.
Total child's play. That's all it is. Just goofing around.
It builds up, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
I have one, too.
There's
cool,
no
man.
Way anyone could talk me into that.
Really?
Does that.
Not even with that kind of logic?
Does that,
that
exclude me from the bunker
logic?
If I deny? Yeah, no. No, no.
Nah, it depends on where you're at, you know.
I mean, I think once, like, even God knows.
That
once the apocalypse happened, marriage vows are loosened. He's not holding you to that.
It's okay.
He's allowing, you know, just bros, just hanging out in the front of the car, doing whatever they got to do.
Just friends.
No, I just...
It's just friendly stuff.
Okay. Step around the desk. Jeez.
Really?
Okay.
I've been in a hotel alone for 2 weeks.
I do have soft hands.
Just spackling the ABS embossment on the front of the steering wheel.
Just don't look me in the eye.
What's the point then?
It's not love.
You're doing it wrong.
Maybe it's not ABS. What is it? The airbag. What is it? Safer airbag.
Yeah.
Airbag system. Yeah.
ABS. I was getting confused ABS with that. Was anti-brake system.
Yeah, ABS is brake system.
Yeah.
But what does it stand for? Automatic brake system? I don't know. Let's get back to the fun stuff that was happening with Bob and his buddy.
Bob.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that my neighborhood would do very well.
In the apocalypse?
Yeah. I don't know.
You got some preppers?
I don't know the family that moved in right next door to me to my right. And they don't appear to be very friendly. But everyone else on my street, I think we could hang. We'd be okay. I feel like I may have to lead the charge. And if I did, we're screwed.
Against what?
Like I'm not a leader.
The gangs that break out?
Oh, I think that civilians are going to turn on each other so quickly.
They would. It's going to be mass hysteria. You'd have little pockets. You'd have to be the leader of your cult immediately. Like day one, you have to start a cult and kill people who don't join it.
Mm-hmm. Are you class president, man?
I don't know what that means.
That's casual post-apocalyptic Donnie. It's like, no. Hey, we got more stuff to do, man. We got to break into the seed silo over there and get some grain. We got to do something.
What are you class president, man?
We don't have time for these questions.
Were you a big dog in school?
I don't know. I guess I was. Can we please? We've got to get into the ammo dump. We got to get over there and get some bullets or something, man.
That's good. I'd be okay for a while.
No.
I would.
Do you own firearms?
That's the problem.
That's important.
It's very important.
In the post-apocalyptic world.
I'd be okay.
In the pre-apocalyptic world, it oftentimes is a problem.
Still kind of important.
Ooh, okay. You know? Donnie. Endorsing gun ownership.
Oh, I grew
888.
I grew up around it. My dad would have shotguns just...
Trained on you?
Leaning on the, leaning against the
got an AR
dining
for Christmas
room wall.
One year.
Did y'all do the Christmas cards with the ARs?
the send them out to all the relatives?
Yeah.
Little three-year-old me is kind of pointed at the camera.
Yep. Safety's on. Don't
worry. No, there was three-year-old Donnie.
It's very, my dad was a hunter.
Mm-hmm.
So he's very experienced.
Hunter.
The firearms. And there are a lot of things he did not pass down to me. That was one of them for a while.
Length and girth?
Oh, definitely that.
Oh, no. Mm. Donnie.
Nah, it's one of those, you know, you're young and your dad maybe walks out of the bedroom and his tidy whities, and then you're
just like, oh, my gosh.
What is that? Like
he's half elephant.
One day. And I'm still waiting.
Mm. Turns around in the shower. It's like, whoo.
You hear the whoosh.
Like, man.
This sounds like a helicopter rotor.
Whole room got dark when he disrobed.
Spins around too fast while naked and just clears off a dresser drawer.
Broke a lamp.
All your mom's Hummels end up on the floor.
That's the fifth lamp this week.
Did the hawk drop it?
The snake.
Anyway, so yes, I'm sorry. I interrupted you guys.
I don't even know what the hell I was saying.
I don't know what we're talking about. Talking about if you're ready for the apocalypse.
Oh, yeah, I'll be okay for a little bit. And then we'll obviously all will probably die.
Well, but I want to be around for a while.
I kind of want to Jon Snow this thing and kind of be the leader of men and women.
You sleep with your aunt?
What's she look like? Which one are we talking about?
Like, Amelia Clark, or whatever her name is. What was her character in Game of Thrones?
Daenerys.
Daenerys Targaryen.
If you had an aunt that looked like that, you'd think about it.
Does it count if the end of the world's happened?
Yes, it counts.
Because you got to repopulate at some point.
With your aunt.
Well, what if that's all there is? If the end of the world comes and humanity is vastly wiped out. And,
So to speak.
Ooh.
At some point.
Grow up.
You.
I mean, isn't that how
I guess it's kind of unfair. I'm saying, you know, if you can do that with Bob in the front seat.
Or your aunt.
What a horrible responsibility that would be.
You know. You're that guy?
As you're the one that has to be responsible for repopulating the world. Especially
see,
me at my
age.
I
think that's like, most guys' dream of doing that. But I think guys are not pricing in. There's a lot of people you don't want to repopulate with. I mean, there's some, you know.
That would just be the
some
worst.
People who maybe are not hygienic.
But that's okay, but it's up to you.
Especially if it's post-apocalyptic.
But you're the last guy remaining on Earth, and there are 2,000 ladies that you are the only one responsible.
Yeah.
For repopulating the world. Man,
they would tie you up and it would just be not good.
Like you, in your mind, you're thinking it's going to be fun.
What are you talking about? Not good.
I mean,
you get all tied up.
That would be terrible.
They'd come to you like going through a drive-thru.
Oh.
I mean, you couldn't overcome 2,000 people. They would just take advantage of you.
So to speak.
Yeah, you need to start altering your language here, Matt.
And then they have to drive through. Like there's a speaker.
Yeah, I don't understand the drive-through thing.
They have to place their order.
They would come over.
One Donovan, please.
A day or whatever it takes.
Right.
You know,
but you also would have a lot of power then, because if they're wanting to have babies, then it's their choice.
But you have to. You have to repopulate the world.
But I'm saying if they're the ones who are wanting to have baby, and you are the one who has the enjoyment residue that can produce another human, then you get to call the shots. I'll think about it. Let's see if you guys do a little something to get me going here.
So would you play hard to get? There's no way.
Yeah.
You're responsible. Everyone has your phone number.
Yes, but...
They're texting you.
But they are responsible for...
You're trying to take a nap. You're trying to recharge.
Getting you in the mood.
I just think that they would drug you and make you constant where they can just hop on.
Well, how can they make it constant? Like, what are these drugs?
Viagra or whatever?
That just prolongs everything.
I don't think Viagra may put you in a position that is, you know, that helps the situation, but it does not mean that you will be able to achieve your objective.
And
they need the objective.
How many naps would you have to take? Like, you couldn't go to work.
Yeah.
That
would be your job.
What if you're like the guy in the world? You're the only one that
sounds
survives.
Horrible.
The only guy
that
survives. But you're like the guy who is known as having the longest refractory period for recharging.
How long are we talking?
Like, it takes you about... I don't know, a couple months to reload.
Couple of months? Oh, my goodness.
You go into deep hibernation.
Like every 2 months on the first, there's like a knock at your door. Are you back?
Like the darkness retreat.
Yeah,
like
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Just to recharge. Just to your swimmers.
I would be so perfect for the apocalypse in that case because I have zero refractory period.
Whatever.
Ready to go?
There's no way that's true.
Ready to go.
All the time.
Oh. Don't even lose it, man. I don't even lose it.
And the bullets are always,
the greatest
always. In the chamber.
Oh, I'm extremely fertile. Yes. I'm so potent.
Repopulate the world.
Just all little Gordons
running around.
Oh, my God.
All of them not interested in doing any work. Just want to sit back and make comments on other people doing work.
First formula children.
For a new civilization.
Just little Gordons. And they all have to be named Gordon.
Yes.
Gordo.
Oh, yeah. That's his name. And everyone just turns around, huh?
It's me. So you'd rather have a whole world of Matt McLaren's or Donovan Lewis's?
Nah.
No, no one wants that.
No, you do not trust me. You don't want a whole world of me.
What about Ty Walker's?
Yeah, that'll be fine. Or Blake's. Our hams.
Luke,
look at all the little hams.
That'd be the worst
around.
Army ever. The aliens get here and they're like, really? This is ours now.
Like,
I'd love to see Blake come out there being the only guy. All right, girls, let's go. And they're like, you sure you are interested in this? I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
All the babies,
totally. Come on,
all
let's
the babies
do it.
Are crying like that.
Let's
here we
it.
Are.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Blake cried. Nah. Nah. It's all little Blakes.
Oh, gosh. These are good times.
Oh.
Well, we did it. Another Tuesday.
We did do it.
Another Tuesday.
We saved the world.
So ready to
we
go.
We just saved the world. So, yes, any ladies who want to get in their application for post-apocalyptic coitus, I'll start the
list. It's like a lottery.
Yeah. 230?
And then you just have to pull the ticket, and she's number one, and she's like, all
right. Right.
Like, it's great.
I get first shot.
Wonderful. And then up walks Rosie O'Donnell with the number one. Like, oh, damn.
Let's do that next week.
Damn.
Thank you, Gordon.